Good evening. So I hope you're all ready for the lockdown tonight. Everyone's got their own way of looking at it as how to compare the two types of lockdown. The one thing that strikes the mind is that lockdown, because I think they're allowed to have the yonim regularly in the shuls, that would be a quite clear difference between the two lockdowns. Let's go for a shayla, a geshmaka shayla. This is quite a fresh shayla, a very fresh shayla. Last night, there was one of the heads of Miss Askim. I don't know if you know Miss Askim. Miss Askim, a very good organization. And very interesting, what they have is, you can sign up to get their texts, and you get all their texts, all the information, go around the town, and you have to pay a fee of £15. Right, rings a bell?
Yeah.
£15, you want to sign up to get all the information, get £15, and then you get all their texts. Very interesting, Shaila. There's a person in town that receives the texts, and she pays £15, very nice, £15. But she has a friend that asks her to forward on any text that happens. It doesn't happen too many times a day. So, you know, please throw me a text whenever such a thing. Whenever you get a text, please throw me a text. And Shalom Al Yisrael.
What is she telling you?
So let's call it Rivka. She was the one that received the text. She paid the £15. She was very happy to do so. And then Rachel said to Rivka that, please give me the text. And I don't want to pay. Okay. Amaisa, Rivka, listen to this. So what would he say?
It's not copyright.
No.
You say it's not.
Yeah, she does get the text.
Miss Askim.
Okay.
And she tells me this information.
It's not classified information.
Okay, we can see already. Okay. Let's assume that there was Akpada, which we'll soon see they don't have Akpada. We're going to come to Maskona. I'll show you why I'm bringing the shine, and I got permission to for all this. This is very fresh. Last night the email came in. And now, what it is like this. That, I read this. The letter from Rivka, the first person who pays, says, someone wants me to pass the text on to them and not to pay. So here's the extra money from me I'm paying on her behalf. Ishal Sadkonis, name is not Megea. And it's very interesting that she was happy to pay the £15 on behalf of her friend that she's passing the text on to.
Just for a name
now. Okay, now, no, you have to pay £15. Yeah,
exactly.
She wants to pay on behalf of Rachel. That is the Adkana Maisa. That's the email. Thank you very much. Kind regards and Shalom Al Yisrael. What comes to mind when you see such a maso maton, such an interesting story? I'll tell you what comes to mind. There's an even fascinating shayla which is brought in the poskim in the Shayla Sechuvas Torah Lishma from the Ben Ishchai. Listen to the shayla. There was a person who's an employer that had an employee hanging around the house, hanging around the office, and he started seeing that maybe this lady, this mishareses or mishares that they had, maybe he's stealing, maybe she's stealing, maybe he wants to, they're both yidden, he wants to put a nice £20 note, a £50 note, a wad of notes, near his desk, and then he's going to go out for a little bit, and come back and see if he stopped. Well, let's say more in front of his face, let's say by where he works, he's going to leave a £20 note there. Or let's say 50 £20 notes to see if any of them are missing afterwards. He can schmeck that this ganav is a shtickler ganav. He wants to know, can he test his employee to see if he'll steal?
So
we're going to be quoting a Gemara tradition on the base. The Gemara says, Rav Huna, one of the Amirayim, had a son called Rabba. And Rav Huna wanted to test his son out to see where his tolerance levels are holding. Okay? So, he waited for the time when Rabba was getting angry. So there was traffic, and there's Corona. And Maisa, he came back, Rabba came home, and he was in a matzav of, so to speak, a cat, so to speak. And at that time, Rav Huna, the father, tore a garment. Not sure who the garment was. The Maisa, he tore a garment and he tested Rabba out to see if Rabba would get angry. Adkana Maisa. Well, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can Rav Huna do such a thing? He's going to make his son potentially slip up on an Issa of not being Mechabed your father, which is a real Issa. How can Rav Huna allow such a thing to happen? He's being Oyvel Fne'ime. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers. The Gemara says he was Moichar on his covered. Rav Huna was moichel on his comment. Tosfos says, therefore not, that he even told Rabba, it has to be talking about a case, that he even told Rabba at some point that he's not makbid on his comment. Why? Because if Rav Huna wouldn't have told Rabba that I'm not makbid on my comment, then he would still be causing Rabba to do an issa of him thinking that there's a problem. Are you chaffing me? Because we all know the Gemara, that niskaven, right? Niskaven, the boss or kosher. If a person thought that he's eating a bo- if a person thought he's having a nevela and it ends up being kosher, the halacha is he still needs a kapara. Bochor, Rabbi Kiva said, if already on such a case, a person needs... Isha makes a neder, and she didn't realize that her husband had already been made for the neder, and she ate where she hadn't been done any issa, but she thought she's doing an issa, she needs a kapara. Bochor, Rabbi Kiva, he says, if already then you need a kapara, koshkim when a person actually ends up doing an issa. Okay, Tosfos was there basically saying that Rav Huna had to have told Rabbi at some point, I'm not makbid, because had he not told him, then he's still causing Rabba to think he's doing something wrong because he doesn't know that Rav Huna was Meichel. It's getting a bit complicated. But from there, the Gemara, from that Gemara in Tosfos, the Ben Ishchai brings a raya to the case of the person, the employer, that he can't cause the employee to do an issa, and even if the employer wants to be makna the money, so he's got Itza. So the Ben Ishchai's got tshuva. He said, okay, so what's my problem? You're saying that maybe I'm going to be going, that he's going to do an Issa of stealing? I'll be makna to him before he even takes it. Okay, so he got a £20 note. So the Ben Ishchai, in Torah Lishma, that's his shayla. In Torah Lishma, he says, okay, let him at least be makna the £20 to the employee, that even al atzad he does steal it, he's not doing an Issa. Says the Torah Lishma, it's not going to help because he still thinks he's doing an Issa. Okay, back to our Shaila with the Misaskim. What's in the Ger to Misaskim? If Rivka, who's paying, right, she's the regular one, she's paying £15. She passes on the text to Rochel. If we're going to assume that if there's an issue to pass on to four of these texts which are copyrighted, if there's an issue with that, then it might not even help to pay the £15 on Rochel's behalf. If she's causing Rochel to believe that Rochel is doing some sort of Issa. This is fascinating, Shaila. This is brilliant. I thought, very nice you paid up the £15. Beautiful. She said, Sadeka Shenka Moyo. £15 alone. £15 for her friend. She doesn't want to get a friend into sticky matzav. So she's paying for her behalf as well. Amazing story. Awesome. And it came to mind, hang on a second, but isn't Rivka causing Rochel to think that she's okay, and Rivka's feeding her with all this stuff, thinking that's okay, and Be'etzem, it's being paid for.
Think it's wrong.
Well, okay, but let's assume that there is a hakpada there and it's wrong, but it's only right because she paid the £15. Lechari, you've still got that issue at hand. Okay, as I said, it sounds complicated. This is what I thought. The Maisa was Mavara, I didn't mind Birurim, and the Maisa, Miss Askim, don't care. They don't care. The £15 is possible because they pay money to put people on the database system of texting. Because it works on a separate thing, if you do the WhatsApp way, then it doesn't cost them and they don't charge you. So it's someone's way. They don't care about, they're not mapped about the information. They really don't care. So we'll move on, just pass for the text.
You can tell her,
so she can tell her. No problem.
It's okay for you to do it.
Yeah, that's not a problem. So you can see, this could have been a potential good shayla, which is similar to the case of the Torah Lishma. And Baruch Hashem, we sorted it out today. It was Baruch Hashem, I think it's a fascinating Shaila, which was the Maisa happened last night, late tonight, and we Baruch Hashem, we dealt with that. Let's move on to a Shaila. Firstly, we had a good Shaila yesterday, and this is Stam, it needs a bit of a Shara. What if a person has a shop, and it's unclear, this is again, you'll have different people saying different things, and a shop has parking bays in front of the shop, which actually belong to the shop. They're the freeholders, they're the machoyim to pay. And then we came across saying that there's a real issue of geneva to park there if a person doesn't shop there. It's really a geneva. And we said it's even more chamor to park there than to block someone's driveway. We even said that. What we did clear about, right, we cleared about if someone parks there and he intends to shop there, but he also needs to run into a couple of other shops. That I guess you
that
can hear
asking.
Different that way.
Well,
okay, that okay, we're not gonna answer
mind?
That. That could be yes.
Would you mind? That's the question.
Okay, alright, we'll go.
You wouldn't.
So it does depend. I'm sure I've got the
money. It doesn't depend as much as it for a minute.
We're not going to quit you.
Not on Old Street there, yeah.
Right, we're not going to quit on the camera, but it might. But I think Rapsunka did mention that. That the email, Adam, some people wouldn't be so mad if you quickly run to the shop and get something smaller and then run to the shop. Okay, but we did say after the shop is closed, there could be that shops might not care. That would be actually, that would be, that is a level down. But I think when the shop is open, to park there is a serious shy of Geneva. As we discussed this, we're not going to go through it again. And another chat is, there's just down the road, you've got Satmar and you've got Chodosh. And sometimes it's a bit of a struggle to park in Chodosh. Let's say you want to go there a little bit. It's a fascinating shayla. And there's two spaces, very geschmack in Satmar, okay? And there's two spaces there, it's very geschmack, nice and early. You want to park there very nicely. And then you want to go to Chodosh, I'll have an hour, the Chavrusa. It's very possible, this is a Shaila of Geneva. Speak to the people if you speak to the
people.
No,
you speak to Satmar.
Okay, okay, no, no, sorry, I didn't intend to be bringing the, let's stop it there. And the Maisa is that, you see, this has been discussed with Diana.
Yeah, go on.
There is very likely that if a person goes to one Moisad and just wants to go to learn to earn another Moisad, it's very likely there's Akpata. This has been discussed with the local Dayan, and it's very possible that Akpata, he's parking in his Yanis place, he goes and learns in Chodosh, Mehecha Teresa. This is something, again, we have to realize this Shaila is much more common than other Shailas, because you're parking in his plot of land. Land belongs to people, right? He's Achroi to pay. If let's say something goes wrong with the land, he has to deal with it, he has to start tarring it. He's Achroi on it, right?
It's a Geneva.
It's Geneva, because once Yeruz Makbid and you're using his area, but that is a short, Shaila, a real Shaila Geneva. Now, the big Shaila is, does a person become Possum Aedus? That was one of the Shailas, okay? We're not going to talk. You can see, it's not a Shaila. Right, as you say, we're not going to find Kosher Aedus. Now, we say it's posher that there's no Shaila of Aedus. I'll tell you even more than that. Shulchan Aruch discusses a person who does kosher and mati on Shabbos. He's busy tying double knots on everywhere. I feel like he's Kosher Aedus because people don't know, they're not so clear about the Yisurim. Rabbi Kiva Eger's got a tshuva about Edim, who gave Aedus on a Kedushin, that the Edim literally take razors. Literally, the real is in the Torah. I'm not talking about shavers. I'm talking about razors, right? And they use razors, and even Kiva Eger says that's okay. They're not postulators because the issa is not so clear to people. So even when you have something which is really osa, but if it's not such a clear issa, in Hilchas Eidos has to be really, it's really literally got a pickpocket. Maybe if you pickpocket, you might have a shayla of Eidos, but without that, you're not going to get anywhere near to shayla of Eidos. Let's move on to what do you say to this? I'm going to ask you something, and everyone's going to say the same thing, and it's a very geschmack and a kudah. You look at Rashi, it's not the case. Stealing land, if your neighbour, let's say you see your neighbour has gone on holiday and you can move the fence a little bit, you can move just a little bit, just back in the back garden, you've got a shed, and you need to stiff it a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit, yeah? Is there any problem? We know there's a problem.
Definitely okay.
Now everyone's going to quote.
Definitely okay.
What issa?
That's a good one.
Everyone's going to say.
Now everyone says, yeah? Now what's the issa of stealing karka? Is masa gavul, lo sasi gavul reyachav. Everyone says that. The Maaseh Shulchan Aruch says clearly that if a person extends his boundary, there's no lo sasi. Lo sasi only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't apply to land in Chutz La'aretz. Shulchan Aruch says the issa is geneva again. Because stealing, using someone's land for just a small amount of time is geneva for a shoyl, which is considered a gazlan. Taking his land for a long time is a gazlan, is a ganav if he does it quietly. If you do an Eretz Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch very clearly, there's two Yisurim. If a person in Eretz Yisrael has a bit of an argument about some part of land, then he's over two Yisurim. Lusasik, Gevur Reachor, is actually that the Pasuk carries on. So Rashi Al-Torah actually says that. And Lusasik, Yochanan, Philip Bechus Loretz, Nutamaloma, only in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says that in the first. Okay, it's just good to know what the issa is. Lusasik. Sorry? Oof. Oh, that's going to be
interesting. Time.
Especially when you're talking about skips. I mean, skips
is not an item.
It comes to the bins also, but skips are supposed to use it and you're using animals.
You've been already.
Let me share with you a good shy. Let me share with you. Yeah, no, where Chaim mentioned is a good point. Sometimes you have a person who's got a bin, and he's only halfway. It's only halfway full. And now it's ready to be taken.
Man.
And you've got a very clean bag to put in his bin. That's a good challenge. That's a very good challenge.
Why? What's the challenge?
Okay. Excellent. I want to say Chiddushim, I want to say the wrong Pshutim. Listen to this Chiddush. I want to say the wrong Pshutim is not a Chiddush. I want to say real story now. Listen to this. Imagine someone is a bit of a cameraman. And he knows his neighbour is never going to agree to his planning permission. Okay, this is my simple chalion. He's never going to agree. Okay, so he waits for a nice holiday. He's going to Dubai. And he ends up in Hamdish Dubai. The neighbour's Hamdish Dubai. And the neighbour is going. So now what he does is, he quickly does a nice extension. And he goes into the area a little bit, Mamsha Mashal, because that's the whole mix that make it or break it. And afterwards he thinks he's going to appease him, he'll throw £5,000 in. Yeah? What would he say? Let's say it's a shared driveway. And he realizes, waits for a good day, and gets his Polish builders within a day's up. Yeah? And the shyly is, when he comes back, the neighbor comes along and he says, get rid of it. And he says, what do you mean? I've just put up this whole extension of £50,000. What would you say that look is?
Has he got planning permission for it?
He's on his land. But you can't get for that small area. Small area with a whole side.
Give me £25,000 and I'll let you off.
It's a good dealer. £25,000 and I get. But Ika did, he can knock down the entire extension. He can knock down. Now, someone with Victor. Victor's quoting a Gemara again. Rav Victor's got a Gemara, Moshtek Takonas Morish. Takonas Morish. Yeah. Listen, we can carry another hour till lockdown. So 2 hours till lockdown. We can carry on, yeah? You've got Takonas Morish tells you, thank you. There you go. Now listen to this. There's a lockdown. Listen to this. Moshtek's quoting a Gemara, Takonas Morish. Again, I've got 3 important minutes over here. I go to you and I steal a Morish a beam, and then I start making my extension. And now you come to me, knock on the door, did you steal my beam? I say, yeah, and I've been sitting in the building already. So do I have to knock it down, or can I just pay the £30? So really, you should have to knock it down. You didn't do a shimmy. But takona, there's a special takona, because otherwise I won't do tshuva, I'll just fight. So therefore, there's a special takona that I can just pay the value of £30. However, says the Rajbo, not with karka, not when you're stealing land. You do that with other things, not with land. Don't come along and start building things on my land, yeah? And then say that you got Takonas Morish, here's £5,000. It's not going to work. But there is a chap, what I must say, you can, the potential that the Torah can be, is there's a loophole, okay? If you're good Torah, you can come up with something very clever. There's a mabit that writes that if you get employees, other people, to do the extension, it could even be Takonas Morish would apply to Karka. So let's leave that a bit open. That's not the final fact. If you don't do it yourself, the whole reason why the Rajbo said that it doesn't apply is because you were over the Isol Loisasik or Loisigzo when you did it. It's a shrek. Okay, we'll leave that for them to tell you when we have to shout. That's what we'll leave it for. Okay, so we saw that when we get to that. Okay,
you can tell everyone your tricks.
Yeah, you can, exactly. I have to charge for it. Okay, so can I quickly throw a quick shayla? A quick shayla, we've got half a minute?
Yeah, go on.
A quick shayla, you go to Sainsbury's now, you'll get peppers, 3 different colours, they come from Israel. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Right? Peppers come from Israel, and if you do the Maisa text, whatever it is, you have to take a little bit. Do you have to take from each one because they're all different colours, or is it all 1 minute? Because when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and if you've got different colours, we say it is called a Hakpot, there's different meaning, yeah, it's a Pramabaira, so it's not Prima Godin. However, Rabbi Kineski says when it comes to Truma, it's not to do with your Hakpot, it's called 1 min. By Baira, it's your personal Hakpot, Shehecheyona, you can make a Shehecheyona on one min, on one colour, and you see another colour, you make another Shehecheyona, because that's a personal thing. Baira and Shehecheyona is to do with you, and for you it's called different. When it comes to Truma, it's a Maestras, it's all called 1 min.
Not all 3 chapters are from Israel, no?
Sometimes. Oh yeah, sometimes yes.